Thank you, Mr. President. I wish to offer you my support to you and thank you for your excellent work as president and especially in chairing this meeting. And I also want to thank the panelists because the panel discussion was very revealing and very refreshing this morning. Unfortunately, I didn't have any exact questions to them, but I have some general remarks on Finland's position and activities. Finland's humanitarian mine action concept for 2016-2020 concentrates on fragile states and fragile environments where mines and explosive remnants of war are a major problem and which need long-term assistance. For the period of 2016 to 2020, Finland will concentrate its supports for humanitarian mine action on activities in Iraq, Syria, Somalia, Ukraine, and Afghanistan. And that's why today's panel was very good. I mean, to hear directly from the country representatives of their expectations and proposals for improvement. Finland tries to achieve as comprehensive an approach as possible by paying attention to, among other things, the development of national capacity, victim assistance, risk prevention, and mine clearance. In recent years, we have focused our activities by diminishing the number of supported channels and projects while increasing the scope of individual projects. Finland finances organizations through multi-annual framework agreements, aiming to expedite the results, improve the predictability of funding, and decrease the strain on the very limited human resources in the administration of projects. Our support in victim assistance is primarily directly through the ICRC in Syria and Ukraine, where rehabilitation clinics are working in very difficult conditions, as we heard today also from the panel, to assist victims and provide mine risk awareness training for civilians. We believe that new technologies, wireless communication, and social media should be used more in mine risk education and awareness raising. Training material, maps of mine areas, news, and warnings should be communicated to civilians more and more through wireless communication. In the 21st century, this is the primary way to reach large audiences and have lasting results. Thank you, Mr. President.